Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, okay.
So, first of all, tell us where your husband has been.
Okay. He's been in L.A.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and how long has he been gone?
He's been gone almost 6 months or so.
Wow.
Sorry, not 6 months, 6 weeks.
Oh, okay, oh, 6 weeks.
Long. That's a long time.
Well, that's still deserving.
It feels like it. He's been gone forever, but... Mm-hmm.
And has he been back and forth, or has he been out there?
No, he's been there working on a project, so... And I haven't been able to get out there to see him.
So you've made some decisions in his absence.
I have.
All right. Tell
we
us.
Appreciate you bringing it to the Burt Show. Start from where when you were thinking about making this decision and when you pulled the trigger.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I even talked about it with my husband. And I don't know, just when I knew he was going away for a while, I figured it could be a surprise. So
you're gonna say what
I decided
it
to
is.
Do it.
Yeah, you have to tell us what it is.
I got breast implants.
I know this is going to sound like a chauvinist word, but actually there's a different way to say it. You did this without the with your husband having no knowledge of it at all.
Exactly.
And if he did know about it, would you have his...
Blessing?
Blessing.
I mean, when we talked about it, he's like, you know, he didn't really, I don't think he's really been a fan of it. Like, he's like, you know, real more. He's like, but, you know, if you decide to do it at some point, you know, it's your thing and whatever, you know, I'll accept it. So it's not one of those things where he's completely against it, but it's not something I initially think he's, you know, would be incredibly thrilled about at the same mm-hmm. time. But, you know, I kind of feel like they look really great, and I think once he sees them and he sees how they make me feel, that he'd be like, okay.
Well, how noticeable is this change going to be? Because there's, a drastic amount.
Yeah, you went from what to what, cup-wise?
I went from an A to a C.
That's not too crazy.
I mean, I like them. I think they're not, like, ridiculous for my body size and stuff, but, I mean, it's definitely a big change.
Can you help me out with that using examples of people in the room?
No. I'm curious.
What? You went from a Jane to a Wendy.
Gross. Stop. And don't ever reference either one of us like that ever again.
I'm just saying, I need a male perspective.
Look me in the eye, Jeff. I'm calling Joyce right now. That's our HR director.
Yes.
I'm curious, since you knew he was going to be gone for 6 weeks, were you planning this like so that you could get it done at the beginning of it and then they'd be healed and you'd be through the recovery by the time he got home?
Exactly. And I figured it'd be a surprise when he got back. But I've been making all these excuses to not come out and visit. The excuses have been that I've been really busy, which I have been, but mm-hmm. it's primarily the recovery that...
Will there be any concerns with the finances? Because this is obviously several thousand dollars.
No, that's not going to be the thing. But see, here's the thing. He's coming home tonight, so I was really excited.
Mm-hmm.
And but when I talked to him last night, he was like, I can't wait to come home. I freaking hate L.A. He's like, everybody's so fake, you know, fake nails, fake hair, fake face, fake body. And I'm like,
Oh, no.
That ought to make you feel great.
Oh, no.
So now I'm really worried.
Did he actually use the phrase fake body, or are you lumping that? Did he just say fake and you're...
Oh, no, he went through more details of fake everything. But
did he say fake boobs?
But, yeah, he's now he's going to come home to his fake wife, and I am really concerned.
Oh, no.
Hang on, Amy. Well, TC.
Hey, look, you really do not have an issue. You know, just go out, buy a bikini, when he comes through the door, throw the robe off, and it's on.
There you go. See, TC bringing the logic.
I mean, did he like your breasts before?
Oh, I mean, he was perfectly fine with it. He didn't have, like you said, it was my thing. If I wanted it, he wasn't that. It's what I wanted to do. That was really
his attitude
about it. You've
got that much to worry about.
He didn't have any complaints.
Well, it's not like he's going to do anything. I mean, he can't change anything.
My concern would be, from a male point of view, if he really liked you the way that you were, like, I think, and this is not meant to sound chauvinist, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but, like, I think that if either party, this is what's going to make it not chauvinist, if either party in a relationship decides to make a drastic change, and I will use an example. Melissa, last year, decided to go orange. I don't know if it was a Tennessee thing or whatever, but she went to her hair person.
Oh, with red hair,
Yeah. And her orangey.
Because my stylist said, oh, let's try this color.
And Katie Jo, after about 4 days, said she didn't really care for it. And after about 5 days, Melissa was back to blonde.
No, that's a great point. I did. My stylist said, you know, let's try a different shade. And with your skin tone, everything, let's try red. And so I went red for, like you said, it was not long at all because Katie's attitude toward me completely changed. And she didn't even realize she was doing it. Like the eye contact was different. The sweep, you know, how your partner will look and, you know, kind of do the sweep down of your body every so whatever, it was gone.
So now,
and so I went back to blonde pretty quickly.
So I hate to use the word.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to use the word approval or permission, but I think in a relationship,
and that's why,
if you're in a relationship with anyone else, I think it is respectful to get the other person's approval or permission, or maybe less harsh, blessing before you make a significant change. Now, hair color, if Melissa just decided to deal with it 6 months later, it would have been gone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she decided it was obviously significant enough that it was, you know, within a week.
Yeah.
But so, like, hair color you can change, but the implant situation is a wee more permanent.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to have any concern about the outside male attention that you'll get?
Hey.
Because
he'll be concerned about it.
Do you think he'll be concerned about that?
No, that I don't think will be the issue. I'm more concerned about him, like, feeling the whole fake thing through me. Because, I mean, really, he's a very, you know, it's like, you know, it's your body, you do what you want kind of a thing. And, I mean, he loves me for who I am, not my booze. So, you know, I'm the one who needed it for myself, and I think he'll get that. But now, after being in L.A. and then coming back to this and having
that's the only thing.
Fake boobs, he says that sentence.
If they'd been in New York, it'd been a different thing. Sucks.
Hey, Kelly.
The night before he comes home.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bird Show, Kelly.
Yeah, I wanted to comment. My sister actually did hers for her self-image, but her boyfriend never even noticed. And she went from the exact same size. And because they look so natural, he was gone for weeks as well and didn't even notice the change.
He didn't notice?
Awesome.
No.
Wow.
If they look natural, they don't really notice that it's much of a change.
That right there is not. That there's,
Hey, honey, noticed anything different? Did you get new hair?
Right, yeah. I think a guy would notice that. Brent, get my back on that. The girl, whatever size she moves to, a guy's going to notice, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's what guys are built to do. Look at boobs. Guys don't have guys don't have a lot of missions in life. One of them is to study breasts.
That is exactly right. I mean, I'll try to put this as politically correct as I can. You know, all guys are little boys that like breasts.
Boobies.
You know, the breast babies is what we are. You know, so, and I think that that he's going to absolutely love. I'm sure you don't have any self-esteem issues, but just the rise in your confidence level, I'm sure he's going to absolutely love it.
See, that's you got nothing
to worry about.
Except, God, if you came home and if he came home and didn't even notice it,
that would be bad too. I don't know what would be worse.
Would you be mad?
Would that make you angry?
It wouldn't make me angry. It's supposed to be a little disappointed that he wouldn't notice that, you know, that kind of a shift. I mean, it's a pretty big shift. It's not like an awkward, weird shift, but it's definitely a shift.
Hey, Abby, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi. I was just going to say, like, I got mine done when my husband and I were dating pretty seriously at first. Mm-hmm. And at first he was, like, freaked out about it and a little odd. but he got used to it real quick.
And now he's happy?
Yeah, he's quite happy.
Hey, I think, Amy, if you, I mean, I didn't think of the angle. I'm thinking purely from a logical guy's point of view. Mm-hmm. Guys are practical, simple creatures. The lucky for you, you have two things that you can distract him with if he starts to get upset about anything. Seriously, my thought would be the finances. Mm-hmm. Like, because you guys are married and this is a significant, I mean, it would be no different than if you went out and spent 10 grand on a, you know, soup of his car, a stereo mm-hmm. for the house, or some home theater without your approval. I know, mm-hmm. crappy word, blessing, whatever. But without doing that, like, I think I think that would be upsetting to me. But if you're certain that that sort of financial transaction wouldn't impact you guys at all or affect him.
Yeah.
I can't, and I'm sure his comment about Los Angeles was more of a generalization. You know
Let's
what I mean?
So.
I hope so.
Just don't get hair extensions.
Hey. It's a little panic attack, you know.
Hey, Kevin, what's your idea?
So if he came home and didn't notice, it might be a bit of an insult, but then again, he might just think that they grew naturally.
Sure, guys are not that bright. And you'd be like, I don't know what you've been eating, but go for it.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.